Thank you all so much for being with us here today. This is the church where our mom converted to Catholicism, and she married the first baby boy ever baptized in this church. And we all were baptized in this church and made all of our initiation sacraments here, and Ted was married here. And we used to line up right there, Dad at one end and Mom at the other, and we'd all be in the middle, all squeaky clean and fresh. And I also used to come here with Mom and clean this church. And so there was never, those of you who have cleaned this church know what this church is like when no one is in it. And it's a holy place anyway, but there's a beautiful, quiet holiness about this church when it's empty. And I appreciate having come with her to know that. And I still come here when it's empty, and I light these candles for my mom and my grandmas. And I love this church. I love the size of it. I love the light of it. I love everything about this church. So my mom converted to Catholicism in large part because of her reverence for Mary. And, you know, she exemplified that woman who gave birth to Christianity, who gave birth to light and love and hope and reconciliation and peace and mercy and grace. And she brought all of that into this world with her life. You know, even in her last days, she kept asking me, is there anything I'm supposed to be doing? You know, am I doing enough? And is everyone okay? She was always looking for ways to improve her life and the lives of others. That was constantly in her mission. And I often suggested that just being was enough, Mom, especially at the, you know, that just being here is enough for us. So she was a doer. And the light that you all know so well, you saw in her smile, her laughter, maybe you saw her dancing or singing, and she also had very well-placed speech. You know, she wasn't as much of a talker as she was a doer. But it's a really, really powerful light to have a mother that listens and that responds. And she shed light sometimes on things that were difficult and painful to see. But she was then there to comfort in the seeing. You know, she's the one person on earth who never turned away from me in my entire life. So and sometimes her light was about support. I remember once sitting with her and Dad in the afternoon and on the bed, and and Dad was making some rather unpleasant predictions about my future. And I said, well, I don't know, Dad. I mean, that just sounds like you're playing God. And my mom looked at him and said, are you listening to her? Did you hear that? And that's a really powerful thing for a daughter to hear and to have that kind of support. And she birthed love through her touch, her presence. I mean, have you ever watched her with children or with other people in vulnerable positions like the ill or the impoverished or the handicapped? I learned true power in my life very early watching my mother take those people into her arms and hug them and kiss them and transform them into joyous beings. Her spiritual vision was beyond bodies, beyond material things. She went straight for the essence of people, looking for their kindness and how to nurture that and how to grow happiness. What do I do without her? I don't know, but like Deacon Bill said, she's with us. I wish for everyone that if you haven't already, that you know someday the feeling of in those last days of her life when we were all gathered around her and she was trying to speak but she couldn't find words anymore. And the love and the gratitude that was pouring from my mother's eyes as if she wanted to fill us all for the rest of our lives. They were some of the most beautiful moments of my life. And hope. God. I mean, do you know the story of Tommy? Do you know how her first child arrived after a very long and traumatic delivery and then was severely handicapped? And then for 6 years, she could not get pregnant again. And one of her friends told me once, oh yes, Millie used to always say, I'm never going to have another baby. And then 7 years later, she gave birth to Julie. And then five more. She had But when Julie was born and Jerry was born and she was pregnant with Ted, she also had to go through a really excruciating decision about whether to put Tommy in a home or not. And the grace in her life, Tommy passed before she had to. And she had then a whole new life and six babies, healthy, bouncing babies. That's hopeful. So she also valued and created reconciliation, because communion was more important to my mother than agreement. So even her being in the last days of her life, she was doing as she was gathering us all around her and reconciling us. And we were there with her for some last prayers. And I said, Mom, we're all here. We're behaving. We're getting along. We're playing nice. It was really beautiful to watch the life force in her and how that peace and mercy and grace she gave to us. And one of her last words was praise, which is on the side of her casket. She was repeating this to me, praise, praise, praise. And she was also, sometimes we were looking out the window at the snow and trees, and she would say, forever and ever and ever. And I think perhaps that's the last key Mom gave us to peace, was to praise forever and ever and ever. Okay? Wherever and whenever and as often as one can. And then, on the seventh day, she rested. I've been thinking about the number seven, because there were seven sacraments, she had seven children, Jesus spoke seven last words on the cross, the number seven is holy in many ways. And she was repeating that number in her last days too. And she lived almost 7 years without Dad, and there were 7 years between Julie and Tommy, and seven, 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 it's always looking for clues. Anyway, remember her this way. Picture her surrounded by her husband and her family and her friends, her dear, dear friends, her students, and see her laughing. See her blowing kisses. See her whistling as she's feeding the birds and caring for the flowers. Remember her, too, when you need the courage to say what you see. And my mother did that. She said things the way she saw them, or she didn't say anything. Okay? And remember her when you need to believe in hope, when you need to hope. And remember her when you disagree with someone very close to you and you want to stay with them, stay near them. Remember her and her strength. And remember her when your children, or even any children or adults, are talking to you. And listen, just listen to them. Don't prepare your next argument already. Just listen to them and respond. And I guess more than anything, remember her dancing, maybe? And as I did for Dad, I'd just like you all to stand up for a minute, if you don't mind. Would you stand and kind of... She had this thing she did, and Julie and Nancy do it better than I do, so you can ask them. But she would do this little thing with her shoulders. Try it right now. And once I was sitting in the dining room and she came in, and I was sitting next to Dad, and she came in and she did something like that as she was serving some food. And Dad saw the way I was looking at her and leaned into me and said, doesn't she just slay ya? So just like with Dad, I'd just like to say, because I'm sure she's here, I'm sure she's watching and listening, I'd just like to give her a standing ovation for the absolutely fantastic job she did here on Earth.